Good evening, faithful listeners. As you get older, I find the pleasures of life become more refined, or at least a little kinder on the joints. Instead of sex and drugs and rock and roll, my evenings are filled with the occasional cuddle, milky tea with a ginger nut, and something nice on the radio. But tonight, dear friends, I will share with you the last tatters of my wild, impetuous youth. A devotion to porn. Property porn, that is. My weekend isn't complete unless I've had some quiet time with the houses for sale section of the newspaper, groaning with purple prose under glossy photographs of lust objects I couldn't possibly afford and wouldn't know what to do with if I could. But just occasionally, there's something among the acres of primped weatherboard and glistening stainless steel fittings that strikes a more melancholy chord. Kiwi book blogger Graham Beattie drew my attention to this business for sale listing. The name Parsons is synonymous with the book trade in New Zealand. In Auckland, it is big and beautiful art books, design, architecture and photography books, plus an extensive range of New Zealand and Pacific books that make it a haven for dedicated book buyers. The owners, Roger and Helen Parsons, are retiring after 36 fabulous years. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to purchase an iconic bookshop that has become part of our cultural heritage. Now, I'm glad that Roger and Helen are retiring and selling the store they established in 1976 as a going concern, rather than being forced into receivership or squeezed out by extortionate rents, the fate of too many indie bookstores. But it's still sad to see them leaving the family business, because whoever described the store as 250 square metres of learned ambience is not only a poet, but has nicely described what the Parsons family has done for more than 60 years. Roger is the son of Roy Parsons, a Wellington bookseller who deserves that much-abused label, icon. In 1947, he founded the Wellington institution Parsons Books and Music, which is still riding the stormy retail seas under Roger's siblings Julian and Beatrice. I hope whoever buys a store knows how many pairs of very big shoes they have to fill. Roy Parsons believed passionately that commerce and culture weren't enemies when they were both guided by the truth that ideas matter. So does service and community. A commitment to gathering in the very best of publishing from around the world and sending it out again to delight, challenge and infuriate. I'm as bad as anyone at taking for granted things like decent bookstores, the small grace notes that make life more than mere endurance. So I'll take the chance to say thank you, Roger and Helen, and thank you to the rest of your remarkable family. Roy Parsons left New Zealand a better place than he found it, and his children will be able to say the same. That's no small achievement, and one hell of a legacy to carry on.